Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The United States is quickly approaching its record for new coronavirus cases in a single day. Absent a proven vaccine, it increasingly appears that the most effective weapon the U.S. has so far to fight this unrelenting disease is if virtually every person in this country wears a mask when around other people. One prominent research team warns that if the public doesn't get it done, the coronavirus could end up killing more than 500,000 people in this country by the end of February. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
The grim new estimate comes from researchers at the University of Washington, the same group that has been frequently cited by the White House Coronavirus Task Force. But the researchers estimate the death toll could be much lower if the right steps are taken to protect people. For example, more than 129,000 lives could be saved if everyone wears a mask in public, according to the new analysis. Other researchers question some of the assumptions the researchers make, such as how well masks work and how well people use them. But most public health experts agree masks could significantly reduce the death toll. Rob Stein, NPR News.
All this looming over the presidential campaigns, with Election Day just 11 days away and campaigning in Wilmington, Delaware today, former Vice President Joe Biden said last night's final debate with President Trump amplified that the Republican has been in over his head.
We saw him refuse to take responsibility for the crisis that should have been met with real presidential leadership. Instead, it has cost hundreds of thousands of Americans' lives and pushed millions into poverty.
But despite claims to the contrary from his own coronavirus team, President Donald Trump argues that the nation is rounding the corner on the pandemic. Trump seeking to draw attention to another foreign policy achievement in the final days of the presidential campaign, a new U.S. brokered deal between Israel and Sudan.
We have many countries wanting to come in. We're doing them one by one. We did Sudan. They wanted to do a deal. And that was in particular nice because they've essentially been at war with Israel for a long time. I don't know if it was fighting. I don't know that. But probably there's been a little bit. But certainly it's been for many years you've been officially at war with Sudan. And now it's not only the deal was signed, but it's peace.
More on that from NPR's Daniel Estrin.
Sudan is the third Arab country to establish official ties with Israel in recent weeks after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, said it was, quote, an era of true peace. President Trump has also decided to remove Sudan from the state sponsors of terrorism list, praising Sudan's new transitional government after years of dictatorship. But in Sudan, there are still opponents to relations with Israel. Trump has touted these diplomatic deals as he seeks to beat Joe Biden in elections.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting. You're listening to NPR News. A co-conspirator in the San Bernardino 2015 mass shooting in California reportedly is getting 20 years in prison. Multiple news outlets report that Enrique Marquez Jr. was sentenced today on charges that he supplied two rifles to the couple that carried out the deadly terror attack on a group attending an office party, killing 14 people and wounding 22 others. The attackers were killed. As archaeologists end the current search for victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, more remains have been found in an unmarked grave in a Tulsa cemetery. Jessica Gallagher has details.
Tulsa officials say an 11th coffin has been discovered in the Oaklawn Cemetery. It's believed to be the area where victims of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, when a white mob attacked the city's African-American district, killing hundreds, were buried. Oklahoma State archaeologist Carrie Stackelbeck.
We have at least a minimum number of individuals of 12. We are seeing some potential indicators of additional burials, but they're ones that we cannot confirm.
It's unclear if the bodies are victims of the massacre. The excavation has been stopped for now in order to protect the remains from cold weather. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Oklahoma City.
The U.S. hosted ceasefire talks between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Senior officials from both countries were in Washington, D.C. to negotiate an end to their decades-long conflict over the separatist territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. The Dow closed down 28 points. This is NPR News.